Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. Live, as Callie said, Melissa, what's on your forehead? Hi, everyone. It's podcast day.
Yay. Happy podcast day.
Happy podcast day. We still don't have a glass of wine or anything.
No, not yet.
I thought we were going to start doing these where we could.
I mean, we can.
I think we get everything set up and then it's, oh yeah, we forgot wine.
Well, it's too early.
Well, today we definitely forgot snacks.
You eat your pants.
Your pants are snacks.
Okay, so that everybody thinks, what did they just say? So
Eat your pants.
It's podcast day, but in our office, it's Thursday, the Thursday before Halloween, and we had our dress-up day. So sitting before you is Robbie, a.k.a. Beth Dutton.
And Callie Atwood, I was a mama cow.
I mean, udders.
With udders. All the things.
All the things.
Danielle Perkins, I was fake news.
And it was hilarious.
It was funny.
That was pretty awesome.
And the reason we said eat your pants, because.
Because I'm Melissa Jeffriant, and I was Smarty Pants. AKA, I hot glued Smarties candies to my pants.
And put your hair in pigtails?
Yeah, I was a Smarty.
And wore your glasses.
And wore your glasses.
Yes.
And tell them what Cheyenne said.
Oh, she said, because you are real smart. And I said, I mean, I wouldn't call me super smart. I'm more of a smart ass than just smart. But here we are.
AKA, you should have been a roof that was leaking.
Oh,
that's what you should have been.
We gotta think about that.
Okay, for next year.
Okay, we'll save that for next year. So we wanted to tell you guys, y'all sent in some incredible group ideas for Halloween, and we thought about doing all the group ideas. We had some really, really good ones from all of our listeners, and we opted out of the group because sweet little 10-month. pregnant Callie. Really, the only thing that would fit her big, huge belly was her little cow. So we did our own thing.
Yeah. Next year, we'll do a group costume as a party.
Let's do that. So thanks for all of your feedback, by the way. We thought they were really funny. But so as we sit here, it's the Thursday before Halloween. But I think what's crazy is this time next week, the election will be over, y'all.
100%.
Isn't that crazy?
I think because everything's been going on for so long.
Yeah.
That it's like.
Exhausting.
It's coming to an end.
Yeah. Well, or is it?
Maybe.
I hope.
Well.
But the good news is. There will be something. It's kind of like everybody was waiting for the OJ verdict. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there will be a decision one way or the other.
Right.
So, which is crazy when you think today we sit here. By the time y'all are listening to this podcast, it's Monday.
Right.
And then Wednesday, right?
Tuesday is Tuesday?
Election Day.
Tuesday is Election Day. You know what? God bless America. That's what I'm going to say.
America.
Sing it,
here
Callie.
She goes.
Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. Are you not patriotic?
I am extremely patriotic. I have absolutely
from above.
We are not
from the mountains.
You have a way better singing voice than me.
I'm
very thankful that the only people who hear me sing are my toddlers because they are not like. If I get pitchy, they're like, oh, look, it's just the way Mommy sings the song.
Y'all, speaking of singing, last night Riley says, y'all don't go tell Riley I said this. Last night he goes, Mom. I said, yes, buddy. He said, everybody thinks that I would be a really good singer. And in case y'all wonder why I'm whispering, because he's upstairs. I said, really? And he started singing.
I've never heard him sing.
Yeah, he's a really good singer. And, you know, we have musicians in our family.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I said, buddy, sing then. He's an artist. Between
he's 100%
singing,
yes. Like an artist, like his yes. cousin Michael.
And an athlete. I mean, whoever marries that guy.
I know. I'm thinking.
So cute.
Go for it, Rye.
So cute. Okay, so Halloween's over. What are we going to do? I'm going to bake banana bread.
I was going to say, Halloween is over. We have a new holiday to look forward to.
That's right.
I was about to say, yep. Monday hits and it's...
It's, yeah, let's... Sunday. Starting Sunday. On Sunday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Starting November. On Sunday, November 1st. It is the most wonderful time of
Who's
the year.
Who's putting their Christmas tree up in November?
Me.
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 Me, most yes. likely, yes.
Are you kidding? This whole house is the North Pole. I can't just have 30
I don't
days.
I feel like Melissa's really in it to win it just then.
I was like, oh, everybody. Okay, yeah. Yes. Okay.
You're not excited about Christmas,
I mean,
Melissa?
I'm
are you the Grinch?
I'm like, you're
excited.
The one that wants to put Christmas up in July.
I know this. I haven't even started listening to Christmas music yet.
Really?
No.
I am shocked.
Listen.
But I feel like because I have Thanksgiving decorations.
Starting on Sunday, we listen to Christmas music.
Oh, that's great. I'm all in it to win it. I'm in it to win it for that. But I just feel like I just put these decorations up. And now I have to put them in a box.
Hold on. We're not talking about like this
Thanksgiving
weekend.
Thanksgiving decorations?
I have pumpkins now.
Fall. That's yeah. different.
We're talking about a few weeks.
And I think maybe because I haven't let my boys decorate, we haven't decorated our pumpkins yet.
Yeah.
So and do that this weekend.
I know,
and then
we're
going
to do it on
tree.
Saturday.
You better hurry because Halloween's Saturday.
I know, but I thought that pumpkins are festive until Thanksgiving, so I had a
not decorated ones.
What?
That's
no.
just Halloween.
It's gonna be we're not carving pumpkins. We're getting a horse and a puppy.
That's Halloween.
But they're cute. Remember how long I had that one that Brandon painted?
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yes,
you had that ever.
I can't throw things like that away.
They smell. They rot.
Oh, they do.
I know. That's fine.
You had that forever.
Yes.
That is gross.
Do y'all use actual pumpkins to cook with?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
No.
I was at Whole Foods getting my pumpkins for decor, not for...
Yeah.
And a lady was behind me with one pumpkin. It was a Cinderella pumpkin, if you will. It's a gourd. And I said, oh, what are you doing with yours? As I'm buying 500 of mine.
Yeah.
She has one. She said, I'm going to cook with it.
Oh.
And I said, what do you make with it? And I asked her all the questions because she was a little bit older and Robbie taught me. Ask all the questions.
Yes.
And so I did and had a conversation with her. And she said that she does it like, not spaghetti squash, but it's kind of like that.
I've never heard that before.
Yes, I was shocked.
Interesting.
I was like, oh, these are actually, I thought, well, I'm sure God like put them on the earth for us to actually eat, not just decorate.
Correct.
I
don't think he thought about us decorating for fall.
Those are the things, like, I didn't grow up with anything other than an orange pumpkin, so I feel like they're like... created in a lab or something in the last 10 years. I've never seen them before in my life.
I do think Cinderella pumpkins are newer.
Okay.
I do.
Not just
I learned about them from my sister.
Right. Y'all are the first people I've ever seen have anything other than an orange pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the standard, I'm going to carve you.
I just buy the can. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, same.
Not
okay.
for decorating.
No. So all of you that are listening, if you have the most fantastic pumpkin anything recipe, not pumpkin spice latte.
No.
What do you love about... Danielle.
Yes.
What do you love about those?
Did you have
I love
one the other
all
day?
All pumpkin
No,
things.
The line was too long.
We do not
she did
do
the
lines.
Day that we recorded lessons. And you liked
that
it.
That day I did. Yes.
Okay.
We DoorDashed it. I got the keto one.
I love all the pumpkin. I love all festive things. So I feel like it just goes hand in hand. Just like in December, I love all the peppermint things.
I've done the white chocolate
yes.
peppermint. Yeah.
So,
yes.
Oh, so you don't drink pumpkin spice latte till the end of the year?
No, I have a hard cutoff.
Oh, okay. What would that
it's
be?
It's not festive in December.
No.
Why did it know?
Well, I'm just saying.
It
that's
comes
her
out
rule,
like
apparently.
The end of August. Doesn't it come out like the end
August?
Of August?
Pumpkin stuff?
No.
Yeah,
no way.
September 1st hits, and that's when they have it.
Well, then it probably comes out September 1st.
That's why I said the end of August, people.
I know, but that just sounds weird. That's like putting on a sweater. Yeah, and you're at the pool.
Then it probably comes out September.
Oh boy.
It's okay.
It's
Callie.
Anonymous. Who it's okay.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny today. Danielle said, "Oh my gosh, we got an anonymous email." And Callie says,
"Who's it from?"
Like completely serious.
I was 1000% serious.
It's okay. Oh, it's okay. So when's your hard cutoff for pumpkin spice latte?
Either December 1st. Or earlier if I already started decorating for Christmas.
Oh, okay. So do you drink it full gusto? Or like I like if I can count on one hand how much Starbucks I drink in a year.
Yes.
If I do, I get the keto one because I don't want all the calories.
Yes.
What do you drink?
I like it with coconut milk, no whip. Mm.
What?
Oh.
Whipped cream is gone.
I usually don't.
Isn't whipped cream keto?
Yes.
I don't mind whipped cream on my coffee, but please do not put it on top of my shake.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pie. Oh, yes.
No. Whipped cream all the time.
I'm not a fan of whipped cream, like, as a...
Like, don't put it on top of...
As a frosting type item.
Yes.
Actually, I really don't like whipped cream unless it's like...
You don't like frosting, period.
I do not like frosting.
All the whipped
You're
cream.
Correct. Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I don't like
me.
It as an yes. added...
Put it on my pie. Put
no.
it on my coffee.
I don't mind it. I don't want no. it. I don't uh-uh. mind it with that, anything like that. I just don't like... If I'm going to get, usually I get a chocolate malt or a chocolate shake, don't put it on the top of that.
That's so funny. Not me. Yeah. No. Mm-mm. How are you feeling, by the way?
Pregnant.
Yes. Yes, we see that.
I didn't realize, you know, sometimes you're like, I'm not that big, right? Like, I'm not that big.
I don't think you look that big.
Well, I do.
You're very pregnant.
And you're huge.
Yeah. And then I looked at Robbie's Insta story the other day when she took it out of her house for Chase's birthday, and I was like, holy, I'm huge.
Thank you for refraining from cussing so this could stay a rated G.
Oh, yeah. So far.
I did.
What'd you say?
Ass. Oh, she did.
Sorry, rated everyone.
It just turned rated
Sorry.
R.
Sorry. No, rated R is an ass.
No, it's not. It's not.
So, yes. And so I'm big.
Huge.
Would we call her huge thighs?
What movie is this?
Love Actually.
How do you guys remember these lines?
Every single time anybody says.
Do you remember lines like that, Danielle?
No, not quite like these two.
Well, I know Grease, you know, Hickey from Kinnicky.
See, you can't. But it's those better are the lines that nobody says in real life talk, so it's not applicable.
Yeah, so when someone
you have
says
to know
you're
a line
huge.
Emily in Paris, she had a hickey, and I said, it's like Hickey from Kinnicky.
What?
When does that even
Did
happen?
Did you see it on Emily in Paris?
Yes, I watched the whole thing.
She had a hickey.
I know this.
And I said hickey from Kinnicky, and she ignored me.
By Melissa the way, that episode was one of my favorites. And
That was funny. Like weirdly funny.
It was so funny.
Again, if y'all are not watching Emily in Paris, it's
pretty
it's actually
cute.
Very
cute.
Have y'all finished it yet?
No. Okay. That was the last one we watched.
For me, I'm 49, and it's y'all's generation.
It's from the same person who created Sex in the City.
I won't say what happens, but let's just say
Yeah. I mean, she's having a good time in Paris.
It's funny.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a rated G or PG.
No.
Well...
It's not X-rated.
No,
it's not Sex in the City on HBO.
Yeah, true. Listen, I still want to watch Sex in the City. I cannot believe I've never seen that.
I'm on season three right now.
Are you for real?
Yes.
The first season was weird.
You have to get past the first season.
I think I only saw the first three episodes.
Like, character development doesn't come until really the second season, and then they get in the swing of things, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, can you just start with the second season?
No, you need all the things.
Hey, let's do that this winter, Danielle.
Okay.
When
you
it's
should.
Cozy and blanket.
But here's the thing. This is what
I don't
like
mind
to
seeing
say.
Sex or talking about sex.
No, I don't either. But for me, I'm especially when you watch it on HBO, not TBS.
Yes, uh-huh. The TBS version is
Yeah,
much
when you watch so many episodes.
She just said
it just
HBO.
It takes out the stuff that, like...
I watch it because that's what we have. We have HBO Max.
You don't need all that? No. Callie, obviously, we need all that.
No, it's not that you need it.
She doesn't, Callie, she doesn't need all that. So she wants to watch the Channel 13 one.
When I watched it, I watched it in college. The TBS version was in when I was in college.
Oh, I'm so glad you don't need all that. Obviously, Callie and I need counseling.
I didn't see the real version of Sex and the City until after I saw the movie. I had only watched the TBS version.
I did watch the movie.
I went to go see the movie and I thought, what is this?
The movie was fantastic. I saw that in the theater.
Yes, I did too. The first one.
I don't think I ever saw the second one.
Did you need that?
Oh, where they go to India?
I mean, not, I do, whatever.
You didn't see it?
The second one?
No.
There was a second movie?
They went to the desert.
Dubai. They went to Dubai and India.
I just remember the camel.
Yes, I saw
it. I never saw it.
Anyway, there's only really so much of that I can take.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm like 3 episodes and I'm good. I'm going to take a break from it and come back to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sex and the City.
Yes. Chase and I are not having sex right now.
Oh, I'm like, how did that escalate quickly?
Well, because you're 12 months pregnant.
Well, that.
You don't even want to, do you?
Well.
Isn't it uncomfortable? I was grounded from sex from 6 months on.
No, because we had sex up until the very last with Kate.
Ugh.
It just gets to the point where, like, I don't know how
but
to.
This pregnancy is at the end very different from Kate's pregnancy.
Sure.
Where.
It's a boy.
I was like, oh, I'm fine up until 30 weeks. And I thought, I think you put a different baby inside of me.
Oh, yeah. It's a boy. It's a difference.
It's so different now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus.
Sure. I don't think you're going to make it till December.
I honestly don't.
Please make it at least to your shower.
I need you to make
it. I will try my best.
I mean, if you don't, we'll just have the shower after Charlie's born.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. Same thing.
I mean, people are really there to see the baby anyway.
Which, by the way, there's rules to baby shower. Like, apparently there's rules to trick-or-treating everyone.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She didn't see that. I was telling her this morning. That post.
Oh, I don't think I saw
it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that.
So we cannot have a baby shower until it has to be before the baby's born. We're just going to make up our own rules.
Who said that?
I did. I just made it up.
Oh, I'm being sassy because that girl. Did someone comment and being stupid?
Callie.
Yes.
Oh, on the trick-or-treating one? Oh my gosh, yes. It's ridiculous.
Don't be that girl.
She totally posted in the mom's feed for our community that she was going to have candy and cookies and water bottles for all the kids. So let them come between this time in the afternoon because they have a Halloween party and homecoming and all the things. And so she was literally just wants to help, you know,
spread the joy. Right now and nobody's, let's cancel trick-or-treating
or whatever. So the first comment on it said, but trick-or-treating doesn't start till dusk.
What?
That's literally
the first comment. And it's like, thank you so much for doing that because you don't have littles. You don't need to do anything.
I do not need to feed your littles.
Hold on. First of all, you're not even in a neighborhood with a ton of family.
Right.
So
the fact that you're doing that at all is going out of your way. Then you're going out of your way because you don't even have trick-or-treating children aged. Wait, that didn't make sense. Whatever.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
We know.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And then Danielle hits it.
I did, because I saw it and I thought,
I need to go hit this.
What?
Oh, she's so rude.
So I typed up my first response and was like, post. And then I thought, shoot, delete. So then I typed a nicer version of what I was going to say. And I just said, I think the great news is we live in a community where people want to bring joy.
Right.
Like, let's not.
And then she replied.
What'd she say?
And then she replied to you?
Yes. And she said, I think that's great. But trick or treating starts at dusk.
Hey, guess what?
Like, lady.
Then you go at dusk and you can miss out on that.
Exactly. Then you're not invited.
I'm like, okay, well, then the more cookies for me and my kid.
Y'all, there's just angry people like that. It's so funny.
What is the need to comment?
Well, I was sharing this morning on my Facebook morning show, Rise and Shine. I said, and you know, I literally thought about hitting it myself as the person who posted that. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, no, like I can't imagine how many people read that and thought, oh, you've got to cheat to do that.
Yeah.
Like, well, so she nervy. Looks like the idiot, not you.
Yeah. So anyway.
People are dumb.
So back to my pumpkin.
Yeah.
If you guys have any great pumpkin recipes of any kind whatsoever, will you send them my way?
I have another pumpkin muffin recipe I need to make.
Those recipes.
No, I want to know. Muffin.
We had them.
I have another one. She said she has another
I have
one.
Two.
Oh.
Very
You're
good
holding
ones.
Out on us?
Well, she stopped cooking, remember?
Oh, yeah.
This year, though, I already made one.
Y'all
so
can't
I'm ahead
see
of the
her
game.
Awkward looking face.
This year.
You already made pumpkin muffins?
Yeah, for our potluck.
Yes, she had. We
the
had
pumpkin
some.
Bread with the salted caramel drizzle buttercream frosting.
Oh, dear God, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds as good.
I was
as
getting
it
salty
tastes.
That you didn't bring some. You're right.
Yes. I made those. And then next, I'll
and
make
guess
the
where
pumpkin,
you left the leftovers?
With you.
Here.
And then Riley got some.
And then he ate them.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do pumpkin cheesecake crumble. I forget exactly what it's called. Yeah, it has like a streusel crumble topping.
My aunt
when?
Said
when
me,
are we doing this? When's happening? What's happening?
Office day next Tuesday.
Okay. Election day celebration.
Election day Yay. Celebration.
I was trying to look and see if I could find it on my phone. Anyway, my aunt sent us a recipe today called pumpkin crumble punch cake.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sounds good too.
I know anything my aunt Dima makes is phenom.
Yum! I told Lucy I would make her pumpkin donut holes.
Ooh, yum!
She loves donut holes. Mm, so
okay,
I need
that
to make those
really
this
good.
Weekend.
I think next time we have our podcast, we should have something to sip on.
We
or
have
something.
To have something to snack on. I don't understand.
We're missing
you need,
it.
You don't buy Pop Tarts anymore.
Okay,
I'm just gonna point that out too.
We forgot about your podcast snack.
Well, there's no Pop-Tarts in this house, so I don't have
okay.
a podcast snack.
Let's do this. You guys tell us, what is your favorite fall beverage? Let's ask our listeners.
Okay.
So,
hot or cold?
Whatever.
On the rocks or
Oh dear, Melissa.
The other day
Kentucky
I went
Mule
Starbucks,
for Melissa.
Yeah.
And I did get an apple cider, and it was fantastic.
Those are good. I
no, I'm talking about like, you know, adult bev. No.
I mean, how about
alcoholic.
Pregnant Bev?
Well, but I'm not pregnant.
I mean, I'll beverage. Drink my apple cider.
You can have your apple cider. I want to know what's your favorite fall beverage.
What constitutes
fall? Oh, I just pinned something the other
day. Well, something that, like, you're not, like, to me, I can't have a Truly right now. That's
Ew,
weird.
No, you don't even
oh,
want
that's,
that.
No.
Truly is for the summer.
Look. It's like having a fruit salad.
This is like
what is
drink.
That?
Oh,
true.
Thanksgiving
now
margarita.
That you say that.
Danielle!
Thanksgiving margarita? I love margaritas.
What is in it?
And now I don't look like a crazy person who's having a regular one.
Again,
November.
Don't you think a margarita is summer?
I went to
I know,
a wedding one time and they had spiked apple cider. They hit. What
sure.
Did, what did they put in it? What did they put in it?
Rum, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah.
This has apple cider, uh-huh. pear juice, gold tequila, orange liqueur.
Oh, wow.
Salt, lime, and a cinnamon stick for garnish.
Stop it. You have mm-hmm. to try it.
Well, that's
I'm
it.
I'm totally trying it.
They put
what do you eat that? What do you eat with that? That's so such
it's
a weird combo.
Wine.
I know, but.
Turkey?
I
don't know.
But like
a
margarita.
So you drink, eat it. Wait, you drink it with Mexican food?
I don't know. That's a
cinnamon
weird.
Cinnamon and Mexican
but I don't
food,
ever think about
weird.
Cocktails and food together.
You don't?
No.
Kelly's huh. the cocktail queen.
It's not a wine
when
pairing.
She's not pregnant.
Well, no. This one is apple cider, bourbon, lemon juice, and ginger beer, honey, and cinnamon.
Okay, that sounds good,
it's
too.
It's called
sounds
the good. Perfect Fall Cocktail. It's on, it's somebody, oh, Madeline posted it in the Love Club.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And so,
hey, that's that reserve bottle that we saw at the liquor mm-hmm. store when we were
it's
looking
bourbon.
For wine. Is bourbon, what is bourbon?
I don't know.
What is Crown?
Crown is whiskey.
Whiskey.
I don't know. I'm going to get all these.
Brown.
Jim Beam is whiskey.
Listen, I want to venture out of just drinking cab. I mean, not really, but you know, if I did.
Do you now?
No, not really. Maybe.
Nope,
okay, forget it.
I think so.
So what is y'all's favorite adult bev? Y'all tell us, and maybe we'll mix some and we'll try them.
Yes.
How about we do that?
Yes.
Okay, so next podcast that we do Girl Chat, we're going to read some of y'all's reviews. Y'all's reviews have been so fantastic.
Yes.
And so we want to thank you guys yes. for that. Leave a review. And if we read your review on our podcast, you get a Kendra Scott gift. So we would be happy to read your reviews. So we'll take all the reviews. We'll pick a few. And for you girls, you get a Kendra Scott gift. For you guys, something.
We'll figure it out. Don't you worry.
An Amazon gift card.
Amazon gift card. That works. That works. Yeah, we'll do an Amazon gift card. So let's wrap this thing up. I got to make dinner.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are y'all doing for dinner?
Great question. I think I might try your DC
casserole. I'm doing your DC casserole.
My mom texted me. Tell everyone.
DC casserole. I just need to... Yeah.
After I got the recipe from her, she said, I hope they all like it. It's very simple, but very good.
Yay.
She's nervous.
I'm making it tonight.
So excited.
But tell everybody what the casserole is.
Growing up, my mom made this casserole, and it's really simple, and it probably has an actual name, but she named it DC Casserole for Danielle Courtney.
You and your sister.
That's me and my sister. Uh-huh. So it's just ground beef, rice, cream of mushroom soup, and you could add like chopped up onions or mushrooms. You put all that together in a casserole dish, and then you put French style green beans across the top, bake it for like 25 minutes like that, and then you add cheese for the last 25 minutes.
Sure, a cheddar?
I love cheddar.
Yep.
My mom loves American.
Yeah, she did say that.
So, but growing up, like it was such a cheap meal. Yeah. I mean, we put Kraft singles on it.
Yeah.
That would always be my job or my sister's to come in and put the Kraft singles on the top. Mm. So.
Don't you love the idea of American cheese, Melissa?
That sounds disgusting. Ma'am.
I am not.
I'm doing American cheese, Danielle.
I know you love American cheese.
Love
cheddar
it.
All the way.
Okay, so what are you doing for dinner, Danielle?
Nachos tonight.
Yum.
Yes.
So you and I are having the DC casual.
Yeah.
Callie, you're going out for a big date.
Yes. I'm taking.
Will you have that baby?
I'm taking Chase out for a surprise birthday dinner.
I love it.
So fun.
Yeah.
I'm just sad y'all don't get to have wine and throw down.
I know.
It's okay. Soon enough.
Soon enough. You're almost done.
I can throw him down, but.
Oh gosh, you're so brave being so pregnant. You're such
a
great wife.
I mean, this. I can use this.
True. She's holding up her hands.
I can use my hands. Hey, my mentor told me.
She did. You're right.
Well, in this case, he's not on his pregnant belly.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're going to head out. Thanks for joining us today. And again, you guys go leave a review. So that we can read you on our podcast and you can have a Kendra Scott gift and then invite your friends to join us. And number three, tell us what you would love for talk to us about. Now, by the way, one of our girl chats, we need to talk about being single. You, Melissa, and you, Callie.
Yes, for sure.
I've had two people ask if we could do something of a podcast about being single and the wisdom that I gave you guys.
So. Sure. Yes.
All right. Peace out, everyone.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye. Robbie Page.
Callie Atwood.
Danielle Perkins.
Melissa Jeffion.
See y'all soon. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.